Joining us now with It Says in the Papers is Ronan Kelly. Good morning, Ronan.
Hi, Aisling. Thanks. The new pension auto enrolment fund is going to cause problems for charities in the new year. That's the main front page story in The Examiner. This is the new scheme where some workers' salaries are going to be automatically deducted to pay for their pensions. Their own contributions will be matched by the government, but will also have to be matched by their employers. In the case of charities, The Examiner reports that they say that this will mean they need an extra €1.3 million next year for their employees, or their services will be hit. Inside the paper, a recurring theme this year, dangerous driving. And The Examiner reports that the new dangerous driving hotline is not working. That's according to the Green Party, which has received figures on its effectiveness. The Traffic Watch online reporting system was launched a year and a half ago for members of the public to record incidents of what they feel is dangerous driving. The Green Party have learned that while there have been almost 8,000 reports, just 64 resulted in a charge or summons, and 82 led to a fixed charge penalty notice. Another system that's not working is the vacant property levy. Dara McDonough, writing in The Sun and Mail, reports that out of €28 million owed, only €2 million has been collected by local authorities. He says that Cork City Council is owed €6 million by owners of vacant properties, while Dublin City Council is owed €8 million. Coincidentally, beside those reports in The Mail and Sun are articles about excessive celebrity money. In The Sun, there's a piece about the income J.K. Rowling gets from Harry Potter e-books alone. It's €170,000 a day. While the story in The Mail is about singer Lily Allen and her addiction to shopping. Lately, she says she bought a handbag for €19,000. She says she's seeing a therapist to work on the connection between the handbag and her sense of self-worth. She says she doesn't understand the science, but it's working. Another celebrity story in the papers today with a tinge of sadness and a modern twist. The Beckhams and their son Brooklyn have fallen out very publicly. The Independent says there's been months of distance between them, but lately there's been complete estrangement because Brooklyn has blocked his parents on Instagram. The paper says the couple are devastated. The Irish Times has a report on a court judgment relating to a will made by a Sligo woman who suffered from dementia. The court heard that the woman had made 11 wills between 2008 and 2014. Her earlier wills directed that her estate be divided between the many members of her family, but the later ones left everything to her niece and her sister, who were heavily involved in her care. Because the cause of the woman's death was dementia, the judge had to decide if her later wills were valid. The court heard that while her GP couldn't say that she had the capacity to understand her last will, her solicitor said that at the time of her signing it, her dementia symptoms had abated and she was of sound disposing mind. The judge ruled that the woman's final will could be admitted to probate. Yesterday I mentioned the report from the Central Statistics Office on Christmas imports and exports, this time last year. Today it's baby names. The CSO has a list of the top baby names chosen last December, and several papers report that for girls the first place was shared by Robin and Fia, followed by Sophie, Ava and Emily. For boys, the second and third were Noah and Jack, with the top place going to Rian. The Examiner explains that Rian means little king. Though, be careful what you name your children, says Kieran McGill in the letters page of the Irish Times. He points out that the American president's Scots Gaelic mother named him Donald, which, like Donald, he says, means ruler of the world.